During the U-boat campaign against Allied merchant shipping in the Atlantic, the Germans gradually expanded their operations to include more distant hunting grounds. One area of interest were the busy sea lanes around South Africa, then an important part of the British Empire. Due to heavy enemy action in the Mediterranean, running ships through the Suez Canal was risky. A huge volume of Allied supply and troop ships moved between Britain and the Far East via the Cape of Good Hope. Admiral Karl Dönitz, commanding Germany's U-boats, decided to send some long-range boats south to investigate hunting around Cape Town. Gruppe Eisbär, or the Polar Bear Group, consisted initially of four long-range Type 9C U-boats, supported by a single milk cow U-tanker. On the 20th of August 1942, two further U-boats departed Lorient in occupied France to join the Polar Bear Group, one being U-156 under Korvettenkapitän Werner Hartenstein, an experienced U-boat skipper. His U-boat would be intimately involved in one of the most tragic and unusual events of the war at sea, the Laconia incident. It was while U-156 was heading south through the Atlantic towards South Africa that the infamous incident occurred. On the 12th of September, Hartenstein was hunting in the South Atlantic, midway between the West African nation of Liberia and the British colony of Ascension Island. He located a large Allied ship travelling unescorted, an ideal target. After sinking the unidentified ship with torpedoes, Hartenstein surfaced U-156, hoping to collect intelligence from the ship's officers. However, when Hartenstein stepped onto the U-boat's bridge, he was confronted with a nightmare scene of human tragedy. The sea was filled with the upturned faces of many hundreds of people struggling for survival, appalling Hartenstein and his officers with the scale of the disaster. A great many of the survivors were being attacked by scores of sharks attracted to the scene by the loud explosions of the Laconia's boilers on contact with cold seawater as the ship sank. Hartenstein immediately ordered a rescue operation. U-156 had sunk the Cunard White Star liner RMS Laconia, a 19,700-ton ship crewed by 136 and carrying 80 British civilian women and children, 268 British soldiers, 160 Free Polish troops, and approximately 1,800 Italian prisoners of war. Hartenstein's two torpedoes had struck the areas used to transport the Italian prisoners of war, and the explosions had killed several hundred. The troops guarding other groups of prisoners had refused to unlock the holding cages, and eventually abandoned their charges to an unpleasant death by drowning. Several hundred other Italians had managed to break out of their holding areas and make it to the boat deck, where crews struggled vainly to properly launch lifeboats and rafts as the ship lurched over severely. British and Polish soldiers refused the Italians access to the lifeboats at gunpoint, and the Italians could do little but join hundreds of other people of all nationalities in the shark-infested sea. The task of rescuing all these people was immense, and U-156 could do little on its own. Considerations of space inside a fighting U-boat meant that only a handful of women and children survivors could be taken below. Within minutes, the U-boat's casing was providing a lifeboat for around 200 assorted nationalities. Clearly, more help was required to prevent a tragic loss of life approaching the Titanic disaster of 1912. Hartenstein sent a radio message to Admiral Dönitz, apprising him of the situation and requesting assistance. Dönitz diverted U-506 under Kapitänleutnant Erik Würdemann and U-507 under Korvettenkapitän Harro Schacht to race to the scene, to be joined by the Italian submarine Capellini. Hartenstein also took the unprecedented step of broadcasting details of the operation and his position in plain English to all nearby ships, requesting further assistance. He also promised in the transmission that he had ceased offensive operations. According to Clay Blair in his book Hitler's U-Boat War, The Hunted 1942-1945, When Dönitz reported to the Führer the details of the sinking and the rescue operation then underway, Hitler callously suggested that the Italians were expendable. Quote, professing to be humiliated and outraged by the loss of Italian comrades, Hitler declared that Hartenstein should have said nothing, quietly submerged, and left the scene, unquote. Blair suggests that Hitler wanted nothing to interfere with the Eisbär operation, the, quote, surprise attack on Cape Town, which was designed to deliver a crippling blow to military supplies destined for the British in Egypt and the Soviets via the Persian Gulf, unquote. Fortunately for the survivors, Hartenstein, though a loyal officer, chose to save lives rather than end more. On the 15th of September, the other three submarines arrived at the scene and began taking lifeboats crammed with survivors in tow, as Hartenstein already had four lifeboats secured to his U-boat. The submarines were quickly overwhelmed by hundreds of survivors sheltering on their decks, making it impossible for the submarines to submerge without endangering lives if they were attacked. Hartenstein ordered that Red Cross flags be draped across the gun positions, further identifying their intentions to any Allied patrols. Vichy French warships were racing from Senegal and Dahomey, now Benin, to rendezvous with the rescue flotilla, which was slowly making its way towards land. On the 16th of September, the submarines were spotted by a US Navy B-24 Liberator based at Ascension Island, which circled the boats menacingly. Hartenstein signaled to the pilot for assistance, and the Liberator reported what they had discovered back to base and Hartenstein's request. The pilot's immediate superior considered the options. He could allow the rescue operation to proceed, which would have meant that the submarines would escape to continue commerce raiding at a later date. Or he could take this opportunity to attempt to sink at least one of them. He chose the latter, ordering the circling Liberator to commence an anti-submarine attack. The big bomber dived down and deposited bombs and depth charges over the terrified survivors and submarines, one bomb landing in the midst of a group of lifeboats, another narrowly missing U-156. Hartenstein ordered the tow lines to the lifeboats to be cut, and shouting at the huddled survivors crowding the U-boat's decks, told them to get back into the sea as he had no choice but to dive. Men, women, and children tumbled into a roiling sea of exploding aerial bombs and depth charges, hundreds being killed or wounded, and the rescue submarines hastily made off. Later that day, Vichy French ships arrived to rescue most of the survivors, 1,041 people in all being recovered from the sea, lifeboats, and rafts. A further two Laconia lifeboats came ashore in Africa sometime later, containing another 20 people. Blame for the tragedy can be laid at the feet of Hartenstein for initially sinking the Laconia, but it was his duty and his mission to intercept Allied commerce. Once he realized the scale of the tragedy unfolding before his very eyes, he made extraordinary efforts to save lives, putting his boat and crew in peril of losing their lives as well. The British could be blamed for underestimating the Axis threat to commerce in the region and allowing such a ship to travel totally unescorted. Blame can certainly be laid before the US Navy for their decision to attack a humanitarian rescue mission in such a fashion. Up until the debacle of the sinking of the Laconia and the rescue effort, U-boats had often provided the survivors of the ships they had torpedoed with supplies, medical assistance, and directions to the nearest piece of land. This was, however, in contravention of German naval orders issued earlier by Admiral Dönitz, Standing Orders 154 and 173. These orders instructed U-boat commanders not to put their boats at risk by rescuing survivors. Dönitz was furious that the Americans had attacked U-boats participating in a rescue mission, clearly displaying Red Cross symbols and actively asking for assistance from the enemy. Dönitz used the Americans' actions to reinforce what he already felt about the enemy. You could not trust them, and therefore he issued a stronger version of his two previous orders to all U-boat skippers. He ordered that henceforward U-boat skippers were prohibited from assisting survivors in any way, and they were to be left to survive as best they could. This order was brought up at Dönitz's war crimes trial at Nuremberg after the war, but proved to be another accusation against the admiral which had been taken out of context. Hitler had gone so far as to suggest that survivors of U-boat attacks should be eliminated, but this was dismissed by Dönitz as ludicrous. As for Hartenstein, his leadership in organizing this partially successful rescue of the survivors of the Laconia was not officially acknowledged by Dönitz on his return to base. Dönitz criticized him for presuming that he could organize a truce with the enemy, though he was awarded the Knight's Cross. The sinking of the Laconia had raised Hartenstein's kills to 17 ships. Dönitz reserved his praise for Hartenstein's well-executed patrol to the south. 35-year-old Hartenstein and all of his crew were killed on the 8th of March 1943 when U-156 was destroyed by a US Navy PBY Catalina off Barbados.